T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Hi, and welcome back to a new episode of Real Wives in Radio. I'm Dorothy.
What's up? I'm Tanya. I don't know. Mystical Tears came in.
My rapper alter ego. Tanya, how's your week been?
My week's been good so far.
Yeah,
so,
pretty chill.
Pretty chill, productive, getting some steps in, you know, feeling real good. So, how about you?
Yeah, same. I need to get some steps in. I feel like I'm getting, like, I'm feeling very blobbish, you know?
Aw, well, I'm sure you'll get on it.
Oh, thank you. Well, I mean, there have been a couple of big, huge developments in a new segment that we are going to start calling
The Pop Off.
Why don't we both go there?
I don't know. I felt very Cardi B right now.
Right? Like, we're from New York.
Let's pop off. Yeah.
Our dear friend Ken is working on a whole little, what we call a bumper. So we're going to have some production elements here pretty soon, you guys. But
yeah.
Let's go with the top three pop stories. The biggest one that is currently still going on is Leaving Neverland. Have you seen the HBO documentary yet?
Sis. Yes. I have seen, I'm almost done with part one.
Yeah.
I want to say fortunately fell asleep and took a nap because it was getting real serious. And I have a lot of thoughts.
Okay, let's hear them.
Okay, so as I started watching, it's called Leaving Neverland, right? Yeah. As I started watching it, you know, Wade Robson's in the beginning of it. And to me, it just seems like he's just trying to get some fame. You know, he's been trying to do that his entire life. I didn't really believe what he was saying. I'm like, this is not going to be good. But then I was like, well, if it's not good, why is it on HBO? You know,
right,
like,
right.
So then I'm like, okay, keep watching. Like, honestly, the first 10 to 15 minutes were not really that impressive to me. But there's another guy, I forgot his name already, but he's also
Jimmy something, I forgot
one
his last
of the
name.
Accusers, yeah. And his story brought me in a little bit more, and I don't know if it's because I don't really know anything about him that I believed him more rather than Wade. He's just like, I don't know, kind of been all over the place. Started listening to him, and I honestly got sucked in when he started really diving in deep with
the details.
Horrible details.
The details of it all.
It made me cringe. It made me feel really sick. It made me feel really sad.
Yeah.
It made me feel really mad. And they talked to their parents as well. And the whole
Which
time.
Which I don't get. I mean, this goes back to how R. Kelly's victims, the parents. Like, how are you letting this? Is it the fame? Is it the money?
Yes.
Is it like that they just choose to not see that?
All of it.
You know, like, I was the same with you. I feel kind of the same about Wade Robson, one of the two guys in this documentary. Some of his stuff doesn't really seem that believable. And I hate to say that because if he's a victim, this is truly terrible.
Yeah.
But with Jimmy and his mom is being interviewed the whole time, she's like, you know, and I still, I didn't think anything was wrong. Yeah, I let him go sleep with Michael in his bed and I didn't think anything wrong.
How many times between Wade's mom and Jimmy's mom did they say, I didn't think anything of it.
Right.
And in my head, of course, as a viewer post all of this, you're thinking, how could you not? How could you not? You know, but I really try to put myself in their place. I'm not a parent, but I'm just thinking, you know, they're fans at that.
That's true.
Michael Jackson's peaking, right?
He's the hugest person in the world.
Yeah. And this is before any R. Kelly stuff, so it's not on their radar, you know? And so they're fans of Michael Jackson, who's the biggest person in the world. And then their small young kids are the biggest fans of Michael Jackson in the world. I mean, I'm just thinking, if my mom, if I was like a huge, which I am a huge Britney Spears fan, and I'm, you know, 8 years old, and my mom, you know, somehow I'm found and they asked me to go meet Britney Spears and then hang out in her huge home and then, you know, have a sleepover with her. I mean, I don't know. I feel like my mom would be like, of course, this is her dream. Like, right, wouldn't she right. want to? You know, you're not, I guess you're not really thinking about that. And I know that sounds really weird. And I'm sure some parents are like, how could you not think right. about that? You know, but I just don't think it was that in their radar that like Michael Jackson could be
a pedophile.
You know? Yeah. But when, honestly, when Wade, I don't think you've seen up into this part, but when Wade started saying his details, like very detailed story of the molestation, like, it did seem believable, I have to say. Like, I did start believing him a little bit more just because it was similar in the way that Jimmy's story was. And at the end of the day, I haven't seen all of it, so I know there's still a lot of things that I need
right.
to see.
And then the Oprah follow-up special.
What?
There's an Oprah special. Yeah,
what?
She does a whole thing afterwards, and all of Michael Jackson's fans are coming out against Oprah. Like, how could you do this? I feel like this has so many conflicting sides because, you know, like with R. Kelly, okay, yeah, it's easy to write him off because you like his music, but it's disgusting that he's sleeping with and still abusing 14-year-old
girls.
To this day, right?
Feels no remorse, like, right. you know, just right. very
but
flashy.
But when it comes to Michael Jackson, though,
it's
you know,
hard.
He is doing the same exact thing, but worse. These boys are even younger. He's grooming them. I mean, or he did do these allegedly, you know? But because he was such a huge musical genius, a huge musical pop icon. Are we letting that slide because of that?
More importantly, Dorothy, this is a whole different story because the guy is dead.
Exactly. So he's not here to defend
he's
himself.
He's not here to defend himself.
His estate's coming out, though, defending him.
But can you,
right.
it's just a whole nother thing. It's just, it's really messed up. And honestly, the more I watched it too, I understood why the boys maybe didn't say anything because, again, they look up to this guy. And
right.
they, like, it's their big, wildest dream to be best friends with Michael Jackson,
right.
which is weird, right? Like, that is weird.
Yeah.
The people close to Michael Jackson should have seen what was going
Obviously.
On there, right? And
Obviously.
They probably didn't, chose not to see it because they're getting paid, yada, yada, yada. But I could see why they would think they were taken advantage of. Michael Jackson told them.
Yeah. Yeah.
That they can't say anything because their lives will be ruined.
Right. And they're all going to go to jail.
And his life would be ruined.
Mm-hmm.
And if I am a young child and I care for Britney Spears so much, she tells me that her life is going to be ruined if I say something. I don't know that I would say something. You
probably
know?
Wouldn't.
I know. I'm a kid. As a
totally,
kid, you know?
I mean, along the same lines, if you've ever seen that Netflix documentary, Abducted in Plain Sight.
I haven't seen it yet.
Oh, girl.
I know I need
crazy
to see it.
Crazy because the abuser mm-hmm. tells the victim, hey, this is aliens coming and you're saving the world. And this the victim is like a, you know, like an 8-year-old girl. And mm-hmm. if you don't have sex with me, then the world is going to end. And you can't, you know, like they just mm-hmm. play
right.
on these kids because they're impressionable. They don't know any better, you know?
At the same time, too, though, I feel like Michael Jackson, something was definitely wrong up there.
Oh,
and
yeah.
He did not.
Oh, yeah.
He thought he was the same age as them, you
yeah.
know? And he clearly acted the same age as them.
Yeah.
But at the same time, I'm like, nah, you knew what
right.
you were doing too.
Right.
You know?
And I watched this, well, I kind of fell asleep, but my mother-in-law, we were watching it last night and we talked about it this morning. Like, isn't that just so, like, I don't remember it because I think I was so young at the time that all of this was happening
right.
in the late 80s and 90s that he was walking around holding hands with a little boy. Like,
yeah.
I remember the Macaulay Culkin. I remember those two hanging out a bunch,
mm-hmm.
But I thought it's just because they're two famous people. Like I, but then after watching Leaving Neverland and
yeah.
you see it, it's
yeah.
like,
it's
whoa.
Weird. It's weird.
It's totally weird.
It's weird. And the parents are right there and they're probably
yeah.
allowing it because
they're
also getting
are.
Free vacations here and there and getting to stay at
Neverland Ranch
and like getting all the free things, you know?
Yeah.
It's just really odd and really sad.
Yeah.
So sad. And he's dead, so it's really hard.
Yeah, and his music is loved
and
by
his many. His music is on a way another level
totally.
Than R. Kelly, right?
Totally. His album, his Thriller album, is still like the best-selling album in the world to this day.
I'm curious. For me, I don't even think I have his music like downloaded, honestly.
Yeah.
It's not something that I go to. I'm not like a super fan.
Dude, one of my friends is a super fan.
And
she... could not sleep the night that she knew this was coming out. And she was doing research, getting ready for rebuttals for when people were going to come at her. Like, well, what about this in the documentary? This. You know, and it was to the fact that she was so, like, she's such a Michael Jackson fan that she refuses to believe it still.
Right. I was just talking to two of our coworkers today, and they also are kind of hesitant to watch it because they're such fans, too. Right. And I'm like, at that point, again, with the R. Kelly thing, too, if you know it's out and you refuse to watch it because you're such a fan, is that ignorant?
Absolutely, it's ignorant. No, it's totally ignorant.
So, I don't know. I think everyone should watch it, of course, especially if you're a fan.
Make your own decision, obviously.
Exactly.
Form your own opinions on this.
Right. Because I'm you know, going into it, I'm like, we'll see. I don't know. I don't know how much of this I believe, you know.
Right.
And even in the first 15 minutes, I don't know how much I believe. And then the details just got too, why would you make that up? I don't know. And I know a lot of people are saying they're making it up for money, you know.
Yeah.
I just don't know. And I know that they've denied it several times before.
Yeah. And then
I think,
if I remember correctly, in the news, they had gotten paid out during, like, the lawsuit and all that stuff.
Okay.
So I don't know. I mean, it seems like I have to finish the whole thing before I can give you a better statement, you know?
Yeah.
It's heartbreaking. It's heartbreaking all around. It's heartbreaking for those guys.
It is heartbreaking.
For other victims, if there are any. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And then for, you know, Michael Jackson's legacy. Who knows? Like, who knows? I don't know what's true, what's not. And I don't want to say the victims are lying because that's awful.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
But they're also so believable. So who? I don't know.
I don't know. And his poor kids.
Yes. Yes.
Family. I don't know. It's just a unique situation because of he's not here.
Exactly.
So we'll finish watching that.
Well, yeah, we'll check in with that again, right?
Uh-huh. Neverland Ranch. Maybe Jada Pinkett Smith will do a red table talk with, like,
with Paris. Oh,
yeah.
She absolutely will.
You think so?
Yeah, for sure.
I think someone else will. Not saying that she's not big, but, like,
Paris is the most outspoken of his
kids, and
very defensive of her dad.
Yeah.
I could see
that. She hasn't
said
anything yet, has she?
No, but Macaulay Culkin has come out and said, like, you know, we're just friends. That's all that it is. That's all that it was.
And maybe that was the case with him.
Right.
And maybe it wasn't. I don't know. The next story that we're going to talk about is sad. It's the passing of Luke Perry.
I know.
Everyone has been talking about this.
First celebrity crush, Luke Perry.
Really? Your first?
I remember, like, watching 90210 and thinking he was so cute. I mean, I was way too young to know, like, really like him, but I thought he was cute.
Yeah.
You know?
He was the cool guy.
Yeah. The cool James Dean type. Mm-hmm. And then more recently, he's on Archer. He had a massive stroke and couldn't recover over the weekend. And so he, you know, unfortunately, they couldn't bring him back to life.
Passed away on Monday.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
At 52 years old. So young.
So sad.
So sad.
He just seemed like his career. I felt like his career out of all the 90210 stars was the most consistent.
Yes.
Right?
Yes.
90210 did a few, like, movies or shows here and there. Riverdale up until recently. Right.
Yeah.
And
he was in Buffy, the Vampire Slayer movie.
He's going to be in a Quentin Tarantino film that's coming out.
Yeah, a movie with Leonardo DiCaprio as well.
Poor guy. I feel bad for him. I mean, I feel bad for his family. And
being so young, like, 52 is not that old at all.
No, that's at least
you know?
Half your life.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? It's just sad. I used to be a huge 90210 fan, Dorothy.
Yeah.
I used to collect 90210 trading cards.
Too far.
Nerd alert.
What was your most prized possession trading card?
Oh, I don't know. It was probably, like, a group 90210 card with, like, all of them on there, and it had, like, a hologram.
Yeah.
I'm going to bring you my cards. I know you don't believe me. I'm going to bring you my cards, and we're going to look at them. And I don't even know if they're worth anything. But
I mean, who knows now?
They're all in a binder.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. I was too serious.
No fingerprints, please.
Yeah.
That is so funny.
I know. But
aww.
R.I.P. Luke Perry.
I know. R.I.P. Luke. Now, moving on. Of course, another week, another Kardashian drama that people are saying. They're just drumming it up because the publicity, because the new season's coming out soon. But
is it?
It is.
Ugh, I hate that.
I know. But it's working. It's got us talking,
of course.
Right?
Yeah.
So our third story. story in The Pop-Off is Kylie Jenner, who is now the world's youngest billionaire.
Officially. They had predicted this.
Yes, Forbes magazine did predict this.
But now, as of today,
at 21
it is
years
official.
Old. Yes.
21 years old.
What were you doing at 21?
Girl, let me see. I had just started interning.
Yes.
I was working a job getting paid probably $12 an hour.
I was also working a job.
Okay, yeah. Okay. No, I was interning for free. Yeah. For free, girl.
We know that struggle too real. Too real.
Yeah, so, you know, pretty close to being a billionaire, $12 an hour. And partying at Aubergine, downtown San Diego.
Oh,
throwback.
What Flux used to be.
What Flux used to be.
Aubergine. Oh, my God. Yeah. That is so long ago.
I know. That was the first club that I ever went to.
Wow.
I know. What about you?
Oh, God, same thing, pretty much. Working.
You were already working for the
radio station,
I was already
working
right?
for the radio station as a promotions lead, so I was doing that, also working like two other jobs because you don't get paid nothing in radio, especially when you start out.
Right.
And then partying alongside you for your birthday.
Right? Yes. Like, oh my gosh, it was just... It was sloppy. It was sloppy. I was sloppy. I was definitely not put together with a billion,
sloppy.
More than a billion, biggest billionaire, youngest billionaire in
right.
the world.
Yeah. No. Yeah. No, but, you know, so back to Kylie. The story after, of course, the whole Tristan, Khloe, Jordan cheating scandal. A few days later, big story comes out. Travis Scott is cheating on Kylie. He canceled his show in Buffalo to fly back to New York because apparently Kylie found some DMs in Travis's Instagram that were a little too flirty. She did not like it. So she called the girls, went out for a night out, and Travis ended up deleting his Instagram saying it was just no more than, you know, too, like, being flirty. I'm so serious. I don't want you to leave. I love you. I love you and Stormy. I love our family.
Damn.
I don't want to break up. That type deal. So now if you look on his Instagram, it's not there.
He deleted it, right?
Yes, he deleted it.
He deleted it, except his Twitter account. He even said, like, I love you, Kylie, or something at his last show. He said
Wifey.
And said family first or something. Yeah. And, you know. But I just thought, I'm thinking back to when I was young and had a boyfriend.
Mm-hmm.
And if I would have found anything suspect... Like, would he even call out of work for me? No, probably not, right?
No.
But Travis Scott did, you know. But but where there's smoke, there's fire, right?
Absolutely.
Are we thinking that?
I think so.
Do you think he cheated?
I think so. Mm. I mean, especially being in the music industry, like, you see, I mean, we've seen it. Like, artists, I hate to burst your bubble, but a lot of them are sleazebags.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Married or not. Like, and there's always constantly.
It's that power.
Exactly. And there's constantly girls who don't care that are always throwing themselves at them.
Mm-hmm.
So it's easy for them. They don't have to do work. You know?
Yeah, exactly. Man. I don't know. I'm sure he's cheated. And what I think happened was this whole Khloe Kardashian, whole you know, Tristan Thompson dog, Jordan Woods thing happened, and I think all the Kardashians, they got on their game, and they're like, "Oop, time to pass your phone over. Let me see."
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
What's
like it was a reminder. Yeah. Like, okay, gotta check on my man.
Of
you
course.
Know. So I'm thinking something like that happened. I don't know if that did happen, but cheating is real.
It is real.
Cheating is a thing.
We both have had experience with cheating.
We sure have. We sure have. Now I will say, I have never cheated. I will say that when I was with my boyfriend many years ago, straight out of high school, and we were on a break.
Cue Ross and Rachel.
Right?
We were on a break.
But we were on a break.
Yeah.
You know, something may have gone down. No, I'm going to go ahead and say something did go down. But we were on a break, honestly. Like, we weren't even together.
With you and somebody else or him and somebody else?
Me and somebody else.
Okay.
But that's not cheating.
Right.
We had no intention of getting back together, honestly, at that point. It was just, it ended up being just a break for us. But when it happened, we had no intention of getting back together.
Okay.
As far as on the other end, have I been cheated on? Yes, I have. And it was awful. And it was several times. And I was that Khloe.
Right.
I was that Khloe, except I didn't have a kid with this guy. You know what I mean? I was just a dumb, and I want to have some self-compassion.
Right. Because we are hard on ourselves.
We are hard on ourselves, and we've all been there. But with my ex-boyfriend, it was a roller coaster of emotions because I was insecure. He was not very nice to me. Mm-hmm. Made me more insecure. Made me not trust him. And everything, like your foundation of a relationship, has to be trust.
Absolutely.
Or else it's going to be messy.
Right.
And it was messy. And, you know, right when we started our relationship, there was a slip up, you know, and it was dramatic. Dorothy, I don't know if I've ever told you this. We were at a Halloween party. Oh my gosh, I'm actually going to say this. We were at a Halloween party.
Uh-huh.
And I was instructed by his mother that I could not sleep in his bed with him because everyone was going to sleep over, all the friends.
Okay,
right.
And you have a huge group of friends.
Right, we do. We have a lot of friends. And his mother said that we could be there, but I couldn't sleep in his bed. Sure, fine.
Right.
Respect that. Of course, I'll sleep on the couch. You know, they say I'm intuitive, right?
Well, that's an understatement. Yes.
So it's time to go to bed after this party, and I am laying on that couch, and I can't sleep. I can't sleep. Everyone's, quote unquote, asleep. It's quiet. Party's over. I have this feeling in my stomach, Dorothy, like, I'm going to go check on my guy.
Yeah.
I'm
going
to go check on him. I'm going to go to his room. For whatever reason. I walk slowly down the hallway.
I'm sorry. I know this is super dramatic.
It's okay.
But I just
it's okay.
Like,
it's funny.
Like, just like tip.
I'm so glad we can laugh about this now because I used to be angry about this for years. Slowly walking down the hallway, open the door to his room. There is a girl. No, he is on top of a girl.
Oh my God.
Who is my friend.
Oh my God.
You don't even know, Dorothy. My heart dropped. I mean, I'm a young girl. Like, this is the first time anything like this has happened to me. I was probably 19 years old.
Oh my God.
My heart drops. It's my friend that's there on the bed with him.
Double betrayal.
Nothing happened. From what I saw, everyone's clothes was on.
Okay.
The light was off. But if I had not walked into that room, what would have happened is the question.
They definitely would have had sex.
Right?
Absolutely.
I literally I blacked out. I think I threw him off of her. I threw her off the bed. I feel like I dragged her out of the house. Not kidding. Yeah. At one point, we were on the lawn and I was like yelling, screaming, crying, punching, like all of the above. It was embarrassing. It was heartbreaking.
Right.
It was awful. I went home. I could not stop crying. I couldn't even tell my mom. I remember crying so much in my room. And I feel like my mom knew something had gone down. And mm-hmm. I couldn't even get the words out. And I just, like, I wanted to go to sleep, but I couldn't. It just felt like an awful nightmare. Anyway, that was my first experience with the cheating. Now, ask me if I took the guy back.
Did you take the guy back?
I took the guy back.
Right.
Yes. Yeah. Okay. Took the guy back. I think he continued to cheat on me, you know, throughout the years. He always denied it, made me feel like the crazy girl.
Right.
Years later, I found out from one of my friends who was close to him that, yes, indeed, he was cheating on me the
entire
time. The entire time. I don't know how many times,
right.
You know, but who cares?
Right.
It was not a faithful relationship.
Right. Well, and of course, I mean, that probably sparked a lot of issues after that. And
hell yeah.
A lot of betrayals. And I mean, I remember this time in your life, and it was really hard.
It was really hard
for you, you know?
It was hard.
And it did affect every aspect of your life. I mean, I would see you at work, and I just knew it wasn't right.
Everything.
At all.
It's like, I can laugh about it now, and I'm so grateful for the wonderful man that I have now, you know? But I really thought I was never going to meet a guy again because of I didn't trust anybody. I thought I was never going to get married for that reason. I thought like love was over for me.
Yeah.
Like completely over for me.
And when you're so young too, you know, and I mean, like I've been on both ends.
Okay.
I've been cheated on and I've cheated. Not
okay.
my proudest moment, not proud of it at all, but it definitely life lesson
okay.
learned,
right?
Right.
Right.
And I kind of the same situation, like my first real boyfriend,
mm-hmm.
And so young,
mm-hmm.
found out that I suspected, just like you. Like, mm-hmm. I kind of have a feeling something went down. You know, he went on a work trip and, you know, everybody would giggle. I felt like everybody at work knew besides me that he had cheated, you know? Like, oh, I heard he got so effed up and was like in a hot tub making out with somebody. I was like,
that was a rumor?
That was a rumor, which ended up being true. Like something else happened. Like it went further. Mm-hmm. But, you know, like just being so blacked out drunk, not that that's an excuse, but, you know, and that was just like one instance, you know, and then another. I don't know exactly how many times. It wasn't the entire time.
Same dude?
Same dude. Mm. Happens multiple times. I know that for sure. Mm. You know, and like I was so like I wanted this. This was my first real relationship. I wanted this to work so bad. I wanted this to be my fairy tale, you know, and we worked through it. We stayed together, you know, but I think deep down inside of me, I just never let it go. Like, and being so young, like you want to be like, dude, F you. Like, how are you going to do that to me? And there was, I mean, obviously there was a part of me that was petty inside.
Sure.
Of course. And I wanted to get my payback.
Okay.
You know, and that's what I did. Mm. I ended up cheating on him towards the end of our relationship. I was just so checked out by the end of it. You know?
Yeah. And I get that.
And it's ugly. It's just, there's no excuse for it.
Right.
It's hurtful in both ways, especially since I had been through it and I remember the pain that I had from it.
Yeah.
You know? But just being so young, it's just like, at that time, I was like, whatever. You know?
And I think that's I know I don't want to bring this story up again, but we talked about it last week, the Jordan Woods drama. Mm-hmm. You know, that's where we have to have a little more compassion. Again, I'm against cheating and I don't condone it. You know, I know that it happens and I know that there's different reasons for it. And, you know, it's everyone's choice to forgive or not. But for her, I have to bring this up because my mom called me Friday night and she was telling me that she had heard or she had watched our video because we did a little like reaction recap of the Red Table Talk with Jordan Woods. And my mom was saying that as she was watching it, she was just like, you know, I don't know if it's because I'm older that, you know, I know like you go through things in life, especially when you're young, you live and you learn. And that was her lesson, you know, and there were a lot of things that she could have done better, you know, and a lot of it, the blame is on Tristan. I'm sorry. I still stand by that, you know. Like, and unfortunately, like the world we live in, we still attack the women so much more than the man, you know?
I know. I feel bad I was doing it to Jordan, you know? And then, like, thinking about it, and we were talking about, like, hey, what are we going to talk about this week? And thinking about cheating and, like, having been through it, having done it, you know, it's like, it's crappy. You're absolutely right, you know? And, I mean, she just had a kiss. Unfortunately, I mean, wrong decision, wrong. The way she handled it was absolutely wrong. She'll never do it again.
She'll never
put in that position again. You know, number one, never be cheated on ever again and let that stand. And number two, I will never cheat on someone ever again.
Yeah, yeah.
You know?
No, it's true. We all either have been cheated on somebody, or know somebody that's been cheated on. Or, you know, it happens. Unfortunately, it does. And I can't say anything. I don't even know how to like warn someone that about cheating. You know what I mean? Like, what do you
like
do?
If you
I don't
suspect.
Know.
If you suspect?
No, about actually being the cheater.
What do you mean?
Well, I don't know. How did you feel when you were?
Oh,
you know,
I felt
like,
horrible.
What would you say to someone who like is thinking about it?
Don't do it. Just break up with them. That's what I always said.
Like, because just tell me, man.
Just break up with them because it is 10 times worse. The aftermath of it, you know, like after having done the deed, which meant nothing, you know, and then having to see them every day, having to lie to their face every day, having to pretend that everything is all right when you know that you just did something super shitty and awful.
And then living with that guilt.
Exactly.
That guilt. Oh, my gosh. Yeah. Guilt weighs on you so much and in so many ways. And then you think it's gone and it creeps up back years later in some other way. You know, and not just that. Karma.
Absolutely.
Karma. Remember that karma is real.
Oh, for sure.
You know?
Just don't. That's my biggest advice is if you think about cheating, number one, that means something's already going on with your relationship.
Right.
Like something's not right.
Right.
Number two, just break up before you do it.
Yeah.
Honestly, it'll save you so much heartache. It'll save that other person heartache and it'll save you from doing something fucked up.
And I will say that if you cheated and you're listening to this, like obviously we don't want you to beat yourself up. You want to have some self-compassion and you want to forgive yourself. but don't do it again.
Exactly.
You know, learn your lesson, right? That's all I'm saying. It's so hard for me to be like easy on the cheating. Like it's really hard for me. But and I think just because I was so traumatized when I was young.
That really messed you up.
It was, you know,
was awful.
And you
I know. It was awful.
It was. Yeah. I didn't even tell you another story. Should I go there?
Let's go there, girl.
Okay, really quick. So this was already like kind of at the end of that same exact relationship. We're at another house party, and it was either at the end. Okay, this isn't a cheating story. Never mind. Let's go on.
It's just a story of them being a crappy boyfriend.
It's a story of betrayal is what it is. You know, basically, I'll just tell it because it's just, I just teased you for no reason.
You
oh, my God.
You have
okay.
to pay it off now.
Well, because it's hard to get the timeline. It's hard to get it like, you know, it's all out over the place. And I'm just like, the relationship was so toxic. But it was already either it wasn't towards the end of the relationship. It was just past the end of the relationship. Okay, so imagine my just new fresh ex-boyfriend is at the same party that I'm at, and we're all there, and it's uncomfortable for me, and of course I'm a jealous bitch, and I'm just like keeping my eye on him still because I'm crazy like that, and obviously I was like still in love, you know. And we're at a house party, and I knew he was gonna be scandalous that night. I just had a feeling. I'm like, I know this fool's gonna be nasty, you know.
Yeah.
And I was looking for him. Couldn't find him anywhere. I'm like,
He's in a closet somewhere with some girl.
Then I'm looking for this girl that I felt could maybe be scandalous too.
Now, is this girl, was she one of your friends?
She was one of my friends. She was one of my friends, Dorothy.
Oh
why
my God,
why do we do this?
Right.
Let's not do that to our girls, please.
Right.
Let's not. Let's be honest.
Come
Both
on.
Of these.
There's two different girls. It's not the same
this
girl.
This is a different girl, Dorothy. You know her. You know both the girls, actually. It's okay. I forgive them, and we've moved on since then. I swear. I promise you. I forgive everybody involved.
Okay, because I'm ready to, like, go over to their house.
No, you're good. You're good. Okay. I promise you. Okay, so I can't find him. I can't find her. So I'm like, I'm going to find them. I'm going to be that crazy girl, and I'm going to find them. I don't tell anybody about what I'm doing because I know the second I tell one of my real friends, they'll be like, no, Tanya, like, let's go home.
Yeah,
like, you've had too much to
drink. Away.
So I didn't say anything to anybody. So I'm going upstairs where the party is not happening. But I'm like, I'm going to go upstairs because I have a feeling. And this is like a big house, too, in Chula Vista. It's got many rooms. And so I just like, and I already knew
checking
the
each door.
I'm crazy right now as I'm talking. I knew the layout of the house. I'm going upstairs. Literally, boom, open each door. Boom, open each door. Like, just, like, with no warning. Boom, boom. Okay, four doors open, nothing. There's one last door at the end of the hallway. I'm not making this up, Dorothy.
Please,
I'm not.
Please tell me you superhero
one
kicked it down.
One last door. And I try to open it. It's locked.
Oh, you knew.
I start knocking. Boom, 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 boom.
Yeah.
Are you in there? Are you in there? I know you're in there. If you're in there, open up. Why are you scared? Why are you scared? Like, ooh, I got so gangster.
The real mystical tears came out.
The actual mystical tears came out. Open the door right now. Open the door right now. I'm like pushing on it. Like, his friends start coming up, and I think the door either unlocked or open. I don't know. They got scared. What? Opened it. There is my ex, my fresh, days old ex, I'm sure. And my supposed friend hugging on each other. Like, they're literally like scared for their lives. Like, I'm going to really do something.
To be fair, I would be too. I would be scared.
Okay, you know what? You're right. I would be scared too. That's true. That's true. It was so embarrassing for them. Again, embarrassing for me. I'm just like,
would you now looking past, like, look, now that you're older and you're completely over it, do you think you would have reacted a different way? Like, if you could, would you?
Like, if that happened today?
Yeah, well,
or if I could go back in time?
If you could go back in time, would you have reacted differently? Knowing what you know now.
It's hard to say. Because knowing what I know now, it's hard to say because I was coming from such a place of hurt. Like, so hurt. So angry. Like, my life was so much different back then. Just from all the betrayal with that one guy.
Yeah.
I was just such a different girl, Dorothy. And I'm so glad she's, like, she's gone. Like, that's not, I'm not the same girl, you know? But if I knew that my life was going to be okay, that I was going to end up with a wonderful man who was trustworthy and takes care of me and, you know, If I knew that, then yeah, I wouldn't care. You know, I mean, because I knew that I was going to be okay. You know, so it's really hard to say.
Right. Like, and all and everything that happened led you to JJ.
Everything that happened, every way I reacted and was reacted back to me was all a lesson. Yeah. You know,
and honestly, you probably wouldn't appreciate JJ as much as you do now.
Hell,
if you hadn't gone through all
well,
of that.
Not as much. That's you know? For sure. And I'm so grateful. You know, and I just feel like, guys, if you're listening, any girls, if you're listening, because we're also a big part of the cheating, right? Because it takes two.
Absolutely.
You don't understand how much pain takes place when it's just a kiss.
Yeah.
I was blackout drunk.
Right.
I didn't know what I was doing.
Nah, you know what
like
you're doing.
All of that,
yeah,
you know
totally,
what I mean?
Totally.
Excuses and right. So that excuse causes so much down the line. I'm telling you right now, that happened to me, you know?
Yeah.
And I'm glad to be out of it, but I did a lot of work.
Yeah.
I did a lot of work and I had a lot of support. I know it sounds really weird, but I know it's not like, you know, weird. I was like a drug addict or anything, but you know what I mean? Like, it's
that.
Real. And I also, I mean, like, I had a lot of trust issues too, so that's a whole other story. Yeah, I don't know how much time we have.
Next week's therapy session.
Oh, man, cheating. Cheating is such a sad thing. It's such a sad thing. But that's the most important thing. Make sure it becomes a lesson. You
absolutely.
Know, if you
learn
are
from
part,
it.
If you are a part of that, on either side, it can be a lesson.
Yeah, learn from it, grow from it, don't do it again.
Yeah.
You know, I'm not my proudest moment at all.
And that's okay, but
you know,
you learned from it.
I absolutely
you know?
Did.
And you knew at that moment, too, what you were doing was not right.
Right. Right. And, but yeah.
Damn.
I know. We got a little real right now.
I know. I feel like I blacked out just talking
I
about
know.
It. Sorry.
Can I apologize to my ex for the cheating? Because I feel like
oh,
I should,
yeah.
honestly. Like, that's... I am sorry because, you know, when it happens, I don't think I even talked to, we just broke up.
Mm.
You know? Mm-hmm. So, I mean, it was fucked up.
Mm.
I was terrible. I was awful. It was petty of me to want to do that retaliation cheating. It was stupid, you know?
Mm-hmm.
I was hurt. It doesn't make it right.
Yeah.
You know? So I just want to say that I am truly sorry.
Oh, have you ever said that? Like, because you've not said it to him, so who
I've
would
never
you have
said
it
out.
It to?
No,
exactly.
I've never said it out loud.
I'm so proud of you. It's good.
Yeah.
Do you feel good?
I feel a little bit different, honestly. Like a little weight has been lifted off my chest.
How many years ago was that?
Girl, like 10 years ago? It seems like I was like early 20s, you know? I'm 33. Yeah, I'm 33 now. So, you know, I'm really sorry. I am.
That's nice. I think all cheaters should do that.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And I'm not saying you're a cheater. I'm sorry. I don't mean to, I'm
no,
not labeling,
okay.
you know, but if you have, like, that would be so nice to hear an actual apology, you know, regardless of the situation. Don't worry. Ex-boyfriend of mine, I forgive you. I already forgave you. I've already been to therapy. Okay, like I already dropped that. Okay, okay. So
please
don't worry. No, please. No need to reach out. Okay.
Please, current boo, so don't come after us either. All
right.
Okay?
I know.
Like,
I know. Right.
It's so dead. It is so dead.
So dead. Oh my
so
god.
Dead.
Come on.
There's
come
no.
On.
You know.
Yeah. Yeah. Everything's good.
We're not trying to ruffle any feathers.
Right.
Our own experience.
Exactly. Exactly.
Our own perspective. So.
Oh, and also, do you know if I said "God damn it"? In this episode?
Oh,
have I?
I
gotta apologize to
I
my mom.
I don't think so.
Okay.
I don't think you have.
I don't think I have either. My mom called me again on that Friday when we were talking about Jordan Woods and we're just going off. And she said, and you know what? I'm just gonna tell you this and you don't have to listen if you don't want to, but I hate it. I cringe every time, mija. I cringe every time when you say "God damn it." I just don't think "God" and "damn it" should be in the same sentence. And I'm like, my mom, she does not tell me anything. She's never tells me how to live my life. She just supports me and everything that I do.
Your mom's the best.
Yeah,
I love your mom.
Yeah, but if something is not okay with her, she will say it. So that's why I knew it was serious, you know? But I'm like laughing on the other end. Like, my mom's really telling
me. Yeah, you're a grown-ass woman.
33 years old, did not say "God damn it." So I'm like, okay, mom, like if it means that much to you, I won't. But just so you know, I was saying "God damn it," okay? Not "God."
It's too close.
I wouldn't.
You can't say it anymore.
So I know. So I
it's
can't,
too close.
I can't say "God damn it."
No.
I can't say it anymore. Sorry, mom.
That's the last time you get to say it on this podcast.
Right, I know.
Tanya.
Okay, I'm done. I'm done. I'm giving
that
it up for Lit. I'm giving
there
it up for Lit.
Go.
Yeah. Uh-huh. Love you, mom.
Oh,
All right. Dorothy.
Yes.
We can hear you every day, Monday through Friday.
Monday through Friday.
Kixi, 96.5 and 9 a.m. to 2 p.m.
Yes. And you can hear Tanya every single morning. So right before you listen to Kixi, make sure you listen to Tanya. She's on 103.7 KSON.
I'm the associate producer for John and Tammy.
That is right.
Where can we find you?
At Dorothy On Air on all social media.
At I'm Tanya Gonzalez on all social media. And also please like our Real Wives and Radio Facebook page.
We're on Instagram at Real Wives and Radio as well.
Exactly. And subscribe to our podcast. Like us, love us, leave us a comment, and tell all yo friends. Even the cheaters. We'll take the cheaters too.
Everybody needs love, right?
Exactly.
Talk to you guys next week.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.